Welcome to another episode of Married with Video Games. I'm your host, Matthew.
I'm your host, Christina.
And this is not a Final Fantasy VII. We played Early Access of Hades 2. We'll never finish Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy has turned into Horizon Forbidden West.
I'm trying to beat it, and it's just dragging itself out.
I literally have a walkthrough guide, and you are just ignoring every single side mission, every hootbert, I think you did a couple chocobo stops. If they were, like, along the path and you saw the
yes, but
sea butt birds.
It's just taking so long.
So long.
I'm ready.
I just want to play Stellar Blade.
I just want to play Hades 2. Yes, and Hades 2 came out while I was trying to beat Final Fantasy VII. Thanks a lot, Supergiant Games, because now I have to interrupt trying to beat this game to play your game, which is really good. So congratulations on a really good early access.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic.
But yeah, we started playing Hades 2, and you have a bunch of stuff on it. This isn't early access. This isn't our final review. This is our first impressions, and we'll give it a score, but this is our first impressions, and
I think between us we've played, what, 11 hours?
10 to 11 hours, yeah.
Okay.
And it's only out on PC, so we've been playing it on the Steam Deck. It froze one time, and yes, that was last night. That was unfortunate, but other than that, it's been pretty consistently good.
Yeah, we had the Steam Deck breaking glitch last night where I was actually having a really, really good run. And I don't know if the controller died and that glitched something, or if the game glitched and then the controller disconnected because the Steam Deck froze.
Did you look this up? Because I didn't.
No, I forgot.
Okay.
That was the only big thing we've run into. And then the only other thing is every once in a while when I start attacking with... Good thump.
Yeah.
When I start attacking with my weapon, I suddenly am facing the opposite direction of the guy I'm attacking for like three hits, because again, I'm a button masher. I don't know if that's a glitch, if it's the controller having some sort of drift, or if I'm just really bad at video games. It's probably the latter two of those.
I have a theory on it that there is a soft auto lock feature and it's picking up a different enemy. So even though
I have noticed like a soft auto lock feature too.
So whatever you're closest to, you're actually swinging at, but it picks up an enemy moving, and that's what your character
someplace behind me, and then I just twitch to that direction. Okay.
Yeah, and it might be that you hit your controller on accident, like tilt it too far, and it turns you around, even though you're not trying to do that.
Yes.
We don't have an explanation for it. That's just my theory.
Again, it's been out on early access. We're recording this Friday. It came out Monday. Tuesday. Out of the blue. They did that reveal last week or 2 weeks ago of like, yeah, this is the game so far. And everybody's like, wow, that's really freaking polished.
Yeah, so they did the stress test.
Okay, that's what it's called.
Not even a stress test, but whatever it's called, like pre-alpha or alpha build that people could just jump. They're just like, here, we want people to try this out.
I had you try to sign up for it.
I was too late to sign up for that, so I didn't get into that. They put you on the list, but I didn't make it. They probably already sent out all the copies. So let's talk about the characters real quick. What's different and what we can kind of ascertained for this is going to be easier if anyone on this who's listening has played the original Hades.
Yes,
but if you haven't, you don't really need to.
Not really. There's enough. You're playing as the sister of the main character of the first one.
Yes, so it's his younger sister, because yes, she was born right when she was born. Kronos came back and took over
the underworld, took Zagreus and their parents.
Yeah, Hades and his wife hostage and everything else. They basically took over their domain and is battling the gods of Olympus.
So is it, did he take Nyx or did he take who is Agrius's mom? Why am I blanking?
Oh, it's whoever's up on the surface. I don't know her name, but
all I can think of is Aphrodite, and it's not Aphrodite.
Regardless,
it's
not,
yeah,
Nyx. I don't know if he took, we don't know anything what happened.
Yeah,
with
fair
Nyx.
Enough. Yeah, that's.
There are some returning faces to the game. Zeus is back. Apollo is back.
What's Apollo?
Not
the
Apollo.
First one? Hermes,
that's who's back.
Artemis is back.
Those are like the three main ones, and there's a bunch of new gods.
Yep, there's some new gods.
Is it Demeter?
Demeter is that one. Who's the flame lady?
Isn't that Demeter? Isn't she the flame lady?
No, Demeter's the ice one.
Oh, yeah. Then I don't know. We don't know all these names. Selune or Selena?
Selene. I always thought it was Selene, but they say Selene.
Who's her teacher? We're going to be really bad.
This is really bad. I'm going to pause and look some stuff up. Hold, please.
All right. We've looked some things up.
I'm on the Wikipedia page. Okay. Right. So we've got Chaos returns with a different look. Charon, who has, that's not his final look because he has the same look as Narcissus in the second world. They both have this look to them. Eris, who we've run into a couple times. Hades. Hypnos, Melenoe is your main character.
Yes.
Moros, Nemesis. I do not like Nemesis.
Oh, she literally thinks she's made to be super antagonistic.
Her name is Nemesis, so that makes sense. Olympian gods, we have Aphrodite returning, Apollo, Artemis, Demeter, Hephaestus is a new one, Hera we have not seen yet, Hermes, Hestia is Flame Lady, Poseidon and Zeus are both returning, and then Titans we have Kronos, Selene, and then Hecate is her teacher, who's the first boss.
And so she's a Titan. I didn't realize she was a Titan.
I did not realize that either. Then you have Arachne, Cerberus, apparently. Dora, who I enjoy. Heracles. I don't know who that is. Oh, Icarus. Interesting. Yeah, Narcissus. See, it's the same pictures.
I wonder if they're probably going to change that.
Yeah. Odysseus.
He's new, actually. Odysseus is new.
Yes, he is new. I thought that was funny. Yeah, she's awesome. The second boss is excellent.
So there's a bunch of new and returning characters. They said they're going to be adding and changing some stuff throughout.
So I just realized the window's open and our neighbor's mowing his lawn, so I turned the gain down.
Well, you get to listen to some lawn mowing here, everybody. It's a nice day out, so we have our windows open.
Yes.
So what do you want to talk about at this point? This is your list.
I just wrote down like thoughts that I've come up with throughout playing. So, random thoughts. These are in absolutely no particular order, but you and I kind of talked about this one playing, not last night, two nights ago. No, it might have been last night. Whatever. Doesn't matter. It feels like some of the runs have less god boons on them, or you get the same god boon over and over. Like, last night I had one that was, like, just Demeter.
I think there's a formula to give you a certain amount of them. You also avoid boss rooms like the plague.
And I do.
There's always a different thing in there.
I don't want to deal with mini bosses.
Well, the funny thing is when you don't do the mini bosses, all your enemy types are stagnant and your runs stay the same. I have new enemies in my game that you don't.
Oh, okay.
So when you
do
the mini boss rooms, you bring in those as regular enemies that show up
in
my area.
I'll start doing bosses. So I don't like
when I'm running when I'm running through the first area in mine, I have different enemies that you don't have.
Interesting.
Because I go into the mini rooms to fight them, but I also find that the first area is pretty easy.
The second area has some really annoying bad guys, and then the third area I only really super got into last night. Steam Deck breaking one, and both of us were very angry.
Yeah, that was it, because it was a hard lock. I wonder if my Steam Deck was overheating. That's why I took the compressed air to it today to see if dust got in there or something.
Fair enough. But it's also early access, so I don't hold it against them whatsoever.
Yeah, so
we also commented that it seemed harder or much rarer than the first game to get rare or epic boons from the gods.
I think one of your cards gives you upgraded things easier.
Yeah, I think it's like a 15% chance to increase
I wanted to talk about some of the difference. Sorry, I keep bumping into it.
No, keep talking about that. I'm going to go ahead and just close the window while you're talking.
So there is the systems in this game are you have Arcana cards, you have a cauldron, and then you have your normal weapon unlocks and
that little side I don't want to call it a weapon, but like
your shovel, additional tool. Additional tools that you take into your runs.
Shovel, pickaxe, you could talk to ghosts, there's a fishing rod.
In the first game, you had a mirror, and when you unlocked the mirror, you could upgrade a certain type of stats, and you could choose one side or the other for that stat.
Yes.
In this one, you get cards, and then you have a resource to upgrade your character, amount of card you can hold, basically.
Yeah, so how much arcana you can hold, cards are worth different amounts of arcana.
Yeah, so a death defy, to have one death defy per run, it costs you 5.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, and you start with 10. You have 20 or 22 at this point.
I think I have 20. I'm trying to save up for 22.
We don't know what the max is. Yeah. We haven't hit that point yet, but that's a way that your stats are upgraded. Some of them don't cost anything, but you have to trigger a certain event. So one of them is every 5 rooms, you heal for a certain amount and gain magic.
Yeah.
For a certain amount. Or you get extra of each, I think is what it is.
Okay.
The dash, your dash has changed. In the first game, you would dash twice. You could dash up to 2 times. With a third with special circumstances. This one you dash once, but if you hold the button, you run faster.
You run faster.
And if you get dash abilities, sorry, I interrupted you.
No, that's okay.
When your dash abilities aren't tied to dashing itself, but holding it afterward.
Yeah, it's a very interesting mechanic. It takes a little bit of getting used to, but it's not, I don't dislike it. It just takes some getting used to, especially because I just jumped back into Hades in the last couple of weeks. Seemingly like completely random. I had to blow 4 hours at an airport and I was like, let's re-download Hades over airport Wi-Fi and play that. And so I've been playing that the last couple weeks. So it was a little bit jarring for me to switch to like constantly dashing and just having the one. But now that I'm used to it, I don't really miss it so much.
Yeah, so that's one of the big changes. Your cast is no longer you have a projectile cast with certain weapons, but we'll cover this in a minute. Your weapons have a cast now, versus in the other game, you would shoot the little red
eye. Yeah, the little diamonds
and that would give you a damage buff. Now you have your cast is a circle around you and it freezes enemies in place.
Oh, it's so sweet. I love it so much.
You can get different things along that nature. One, like Scorch will put fire damage, so if they're trapped, they're burning. Helios will deal damage over time once you fully cast. So you can tap the cast to just drop the circle for free.
Yes.
If you hold it, you'll spend Arcana, which is a new mechanic. Arcana is a new mechanic in the game.
I don't know if that's technically Arcana or if that's just magic. I don't know.
Well, magic itself is new in the game.
Yes, yeah, that's completely new. That wasn't anything Zagreus had in the first one.
So your weapon, you have a charge, hold up attack, and then your
special.
Your special is a button where you can tap it and do something, or hold it and charge it and do something else. So the instance of that is when you have the staff, which is your first weapon, or the wand or whatever it is, the rod.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you hold it, you'll shoot a projectile. If you charge it, it's a much larger projectile. And then if you get lightning on it, for instance, it might hit the guy and a lightning bolt will hit from the sky.
Yeah.
There's different effects to that nature. And again, I've one thing I've noticed is it's a lot more beneficial to use your cast in this game than it was in the first game.
Yes.
Because of how it holds enemies in place, and I've seen on the internet that people are saying this game is slower. I kind of disagree with that. I feel like it's almost even more hectic and fast in a different way.
It feels much more hectic. I would say that it's slower in the fact, and this is actually one of my things that I have commented, is that this game feels more like it wants you to keep repeating runs, whereas the first one you were just trying to make it through all 4 lands to the surface and then keep trying to get back to the surface to talk to your mom more and uncover more of the story, whereas this one is like, no, you need to die to go back to the crossroads and plant some more seeds on your little farming crop, or open some more things with your cauldron, or get some more Arcana stuff. Like, there's more of a reason to go back to have to die. And I feel like people might think that's a little more slower paced just because it feels a little bit more repetitive in nature.
They intentionally put a roadblock if you're going too quickly in the game.
They do.
In the terms of Strife, her name is Eris. I think she is the embodiment of Strife, and yes, she gives you a blessing that every room you go in, you get a 5%. You start off with 20%, and it goes 5% more damage from enemies. So she's there to slow you down.
Yes, you found her first because I've been mostly playing this. So you watched me play it. You watched me finally beat the first boss. And then that night you were like, I want to try a couple of runs. And you beat the boss on your second try, got to the second world, and Aerith showed up and was basically like, you got here too fast. So here's your boon, quote unquote, where enemies do 20% extra damage to you and it stacks.
Yeah, so I got through the second world pretty quick, and I got the same thing. She puts that on you, and then all of a sudden you get to the third boss, and he hit me. I was at 50% damage extra from a boss. He killed me in two hits. It was my shield gone, and then I was dead.
Yes, I have not made it to the third boss yet. I thought I was going to last night, but then the break.
On top of getting some kinds of immunities, you also get shield in this game.
Yes, that's also a note I have. There's a
shield mechanic, so it's if you have 40 health and 40 shield, before your health goes away,
the shields go first.
It's pretty cool.
I like it better than the food items in the first one, just to refill your health.
Mm-hmm.
And my other comment on that was that there are less food items for sale at Charon's shop, but you do have the chance to buy shields from him, and then you always have like one conversation interaction with the character potentially in every world, like you did in the first one. And in the first world here, you get Arachne, who makes you can pick one of three different
shields
that basically gives you
a special effect with it. Yes. Too. So one of them will refill your magic quickly, another one gives you a defense boost. And it's stuff like that.
Yeah, it's cool stuff like that.
The conversations are cool. The bosses, I really, really like the Furies in the first game. I think they're one of the coolest set of bosses.
Yes.
And how they change.
Yes.
The first boss in this game is really cool, and the fight changes slightly, but not enough to be as different as the Furies were.
Yes.
But the second boss is cool for a different reason. It's the same fight, but the music changes.
Yeah, is it Scylla? Scylla?
Scylla, yeah, but she's
a siren. She's amazing. I love her.
Band, the female band does the musical. If you kill the guitar, so the guitar
cuts out. If you kill the drummer, the drum cuts out, and then it's just vocals. And then,
if you beat her first, the vocals are still there, I have noticed. The vocals don't go away.
Interesting. Well, I mean, she is the star of the show, and there's two different songs that she sings, and they get stuck in your head very easily.
Yes. What is it? I'll drown you in...
It's, I'll claw your eyes out and drown you in your sleep.
Yeah, one of them. They're ridiculous. The songs are ridiculous.
They're wonderful. I love her.
But it's a really fun boss fight. It's hectic, but it's not unfair. You just, if you're playing and you lose your track of yourself...
Yes.
That's where the trouble comes in.
Yeah, the ones where the things grow and they like go here and then they go here, I get turned around and start going with them rather than against them to go through them. There's a lot of projectiles in that one too.
Yeah. You did pretty well. You're doing really well, but you were playing the first Hades, so you got the hang of it. The home area does feel like there's a lot more going on. The cauldron is the biggest effect that's different in this one, where it really, that's the same as you buying the construction stuff to affect your runs. This is that variation of that.
And the construction stuff, you could get, I feel like, 5 to 8 items that were really useful, and then it was just...
Cosmetics. They're putting cosmetics into this one.
Cosmetics are coming to this game, but the cauldron here feels like it actually does more than the construction. So I like how they've enhanced that. I'm not sure how I feel about all of the additional things. It's a lot all at once. I don't know if there's a way that they'll potentially spread it out, because like you get like a little farming area where you can plant seeds, and then you use those to get things from the cauldron because you're casting spells or making potions or whatever. But
you also need to collect rocks from mining, so you can take one tool into each run.
Yes.
One of them is you bring souls back to the thing, but they give you the material to A, use in the cauldron, and B, upgrade your arcana.
Yes.
The mining pick is what it sounds like. You can mine silver, mine sandstone, and you use them in the cauldron or to unlock your weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Shovel, you get seeds to plant in the farm, which again you use back at the back at the town, again, in the cauldron, in the trading, and then there's bones, which you can trade with the merchant that you summon from the cauldron.
Yeah, the merchant's there, too, from the old game.
There's all sorts of wild things. The chaos stuff is cool. He's back, and his debuffs are awful because they get you every time you have to go to a boss room.
Who's this super giant? I was just going to look up.
Yeah, super giant games.
I was just going to look up what they've said about, like, what's still coming, and we can end on that when we get to that point.
So, the game, the art style, graphically, it's similar. I would say the effects still look good. The game feels very polished. It's getting very well reviewed across the board. The music itself is similar enough, but it is different. They changed it up, but there's some new tracks. It's great. The music's really good.
The
combat flows really well. I think it's really well done. I will argue that people should play the original Hades because this game feels different enough that if you play the original one and then play this one, there's some stuff they've improved upon, but it feels like a different game while being the same game.
Yes, agreed.
So Hades 2 is still worth playing, in my opinion. Or the original Hades is worth playing as well as Hades 2. Ooh, you got the coming soon picture?
I do, yeah. So when you log into it, they have like a coming soon button so you can go read up on like what's still coming. So they basically said they plan on being in early access for the rest of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have one first major update later this year. It says our first major update will take some months following our initial launch. Beyond that, we expect to be in early access at least through the end of 2024. Where's my next one? Things they are still working on, though not all of them may be in the next update. So an all-new region to explore, and I know we have not even scratched the surface, pun intended, on how many regions are in this particular world. I know there's also still not an ending to this.
I've gotten to the boss of Region 3. I have not beaten that boss, so okay. I don't even know what's after that.
Yeah. IGN played for 40 hours before they wrote their review, and we've only played for 11.
Yeah.
So don't take our word as gospel.
Yeah.
They're going to make an update to the Crossroads, which is your main hub. So it says we're working on a system that lets you unlock various cosmetic embellishments to make the Crossroads feel more like home. There will be one more main weapon planned along with new weapon aspects.
Oh, yeah. There's no different aspects to the weapons. They just are what they are right
yes,
now.
Yes, correct. They'll also keep expanding the story, adding more music and artwork and building on and polishing what's already in place. There are a handful of characters that are still like lightly sketched. Or, like I said, Charon and
the one guy.
Narcissus are both the same shadowy figure. And I'm pretty sure that Kronos is not final either, if you look at the background of him. Because he's all shadows, but the background of him is mostly, like, sketches.
I've seen him in the light. You see him in the light one time.
One time,
when
yeah.
When he drags you into what the old area.
Yes. That was fun.
I hope they have a few more. They add a few more gods and goddesses into this, too.
I hope so, too.
Aside from that, the game is great. It's awesome for early access. This is a phenomenal game. It's $30 right now. It's worth your time to jump in because I imagine after early access, the price will go up a little bit.
Yeah, and they do say that they reserve the right to charge you slightly more if you pay for the early access and then the final game is, you know, $40 or whatever. I think I read that somewhere.
They probably won't, but they might. Yeah. You know, because I got No Rest for the Wicked on early access, different conversation, yes. Different topic, but they said, yeah, that's the price you'll pay.
Okay.
Everyone else, after a while, it'll be $40.
Okay.
I feel like
the early access people should just have it locked in for the $30, but who knows? Whatever. I don't care. Yeah. I'll give them an extra $10.
It's a great game.
It's a great game.
All right, so early access, what's your score?
9.
Yeah, I was going to say a 9. The game is really good. There are, you can see the edges, but they're very polished, especially compared to me playing No Rest for the Wicked, which is a good game, but has a lot longer way to go than this one does.
Yeah, this one feels like you're going to be playing the full game probably quarter one or quarter two in 2025, especially if they get some really good feedback.
I bet you by the end of the year, you're going to be playing what pretty much the final game is going to be at that point anyway.
Yeah, agreed. It's not a 10. I almost did a 9.5, but the stuff in the Crossroads is a little overwhelming because it's all over the place a little bit. And then, like, there's also elements that you're supposed to get, like the earth and the... And I just don't fully understand any of that, where it's like...
You also hate reading.
I do hate reading.
So you skip through most of it.
I do skip through a lot of stuff.
So that's probably part of our problem.
Yeah. So, well, and the problem is I've been playing Hades, and I'm like, I don't care about the story. I just want to do run. So I'm kind of still in that mindset for Hades 2. And also it's early access. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. I could get the story when it comes out.
My wife will never get the story. She'll ask me later, what happened here? And I'll be, I don't know.
Meanwhile, I'm still trying to figure things out for Alan Wake, too, so it's fine.
Whatever. She's still diving into it. We will be Final Fantasy. I'm trying really hard to get through the game. It's still probably got 20 hours left for me.
Yeah, you're on chapter...
11. I'm almost done with 11.
You're almost done with 11, so you have 12, 13, and 14. You probably have about 8 to 10 hours left.
I know. I'm just not... Just trying to get through it, and it is what it is. I'll make it.
We'll suffer through. It's not.
The story's great, actually. The actual main story is really good. I'm done with it.
It's very much open world fatigue in a game that I really feel like shouldn't be open world. They basically were like, it can be open world. Let's put every single open world thing ever in it.
If they just had Queen's Blood, I would be happy.
Queen's Blood and maybe like doing the towers to get some more intel.
Yeah, to find out what's around you.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, it has too much.
Way too much. But that's a different podcast. Yeah, this one was about Hades 2 Early Access.
Are you sure?
I thought it was about Alan Wake 2.
It was. I told you, we've already spiraled.
It's not a loop, it's a spiral.
We've already made it back, everybody.
We are at Gaming Marriage on Twitter.
GamingMarriage@gmail.com. If you have games you'd like us to play, that's not Final Fantasy VII or Stellar Blade, because I want to play Stellar Blade.
Stellar Blade is after Final Fantasy VII.
I am very, very tempted to get Crow World, but I think it's Crow World.
Is that the one that looks like a PS1 game?
Yes, and make you just do the puzzle mode.
I've also heard excellent things about, is it Little Kitty, Big City?
I haven't seen that either.
Oh.
I'm intrigued now. I'll have to look at
it. We'll look that up after I hit stop
on this. Yeah, I'm 95% sure it's Crow World, but I'm looking that up before we get rid of this, because now I am... it is Crow Country.
Crow Country.
I apologize. Crow
Country. Like, World of Crow is sustainable women's clothes.
You know, Crow Country is the name of the game, and it's a PS1-looking game... And it harkens back to Silent Hill or Resident Evil.
The Little Kitty Big City is the one that's a mix of Stray and Untitled Goose Game.
Very cute. I will look at that too.
Yes.
That's all we got, everybody. We'll get Final Fantasy Podcast out soon and go on.
Yeah.
City's got a 94%, by the way.
Fantastic. What was I just about to say? Oh, someone has been consistently listening/downloading our podcast for the last couple of weeks.
Thank you.
So for whoever you are, thank you. Because normally we get like 5 listens in a day. That's great. Again, we just do this for something else.
94%
for Hades. 94% on it for Hades. But the last 2 weeks, we've consistently had like in the double digits, like well over 20 every day, which is awesome. So thank you. We appreciate you actually listening.
It's only got 279 reviews, but it's at 99%. So...
That's ridiculous.
I know. It looks ridiculous.
Thank you for continually interrupting me while I'm trying to thank our listeners.
All right. Listen, everybody. Thank you for listening to us ramble on. We appreciate it. If you have games you'd like us to play for the podcast, if it's something you really enjoy, we'd like to try it out. We're looking into it. So.
Yeah. Or just shoot us an email and be like, hey. Hi.
Hi. We want to be on your podcast.
We had one email once from a dude that was in our anime phase, and that was like the coolest thing in the world that someone emailed us.
Yeah, no one emails us.
That's okay. Get,
you know, so David, if you're still listening, suggest games.
Or Tom.
We could use any of you. Anybody, Kelsey? Hey, you don't listen to us.
Kelsey
Ben?
Does not.
How about Ben?
Yeah, I think Ben's behind.
Anyway, bye everybody.
Bye.